From the Mexico School District, the superintendent, Dr. Troy Lynch. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
I know that the roads are a little bit crazy out there this morning. A lot of area schools still feeling the aftermath of the snowstorm yesterday. You know, kind of just give us an update on that to start off with. Some of those secondary roads here in Mexico still not the greatest?
Sure. We have some secondary roads that are not very good. And, you know, I feel like in town, the city did a great job, and really on the county roads. You know, those crews worked hard. You know, there's only so many hours in a day, and there's a lot of miles. But we have some roads that weren't in very good shape. You know, I think probably, you know, 90% of our people are going to drive around today and wonder why we're not in session. And, you know, frankly, I'm frustrated that we're not. But just didn't work out. And also, you want to make sure your campus is safe to walk. And we had some refreezing overnight. So many of our folks who work on the sidewalks and the parking lots also drive buses, so you can only stretch it so far before you got to make a decision. And just there'll be a better day to be in school than there is today.
Like tomorrow.
Tomorrow, so, that's right. Be ready, kids.
There you go. You know, one other thing that we've been talking about over the past several months is Mexico and several other schools, you know, they're trying to find a new athletic conference. North Central Missouri Conference is going to be dissolving after this year. There's been a little bit of movement, or at least, you know, some interesting conversations that have been taking place. This took place over in Moberly, a luncheon that was hosted there on January the 28th to discuss forming the new conference. Tell us a little bit about that meeting, if you will.
Yeah, so we had a meeting. We had the schools in the North Central Conference were still looking. And so Moberly, Marshall, Mexico, you know, we're all working together. Kirksville, Hannibal's been in the conversation some, but they also understand that they're quite a bit bigger. So, you know, we've had conversations. We've invited other schools to come. It's like asking somebody to prom a little bit. You're nervous. Will they even show up? You know, but there were some schools that were invited to the meeting. We did have some schools outside of that group that showed up. So I think there is interest, and I'm hopeful that we can maybe work out a new conference.
Okay, so if I throw these schools' names out to you, you can confirm that they were there, I hope. We've got Kirksville on the list, of course, Mexico, Moberly, Marshall, Centralia, Macon, and Hallsville. All of those represented there?
Correct, and I believe that hit the news because Moberly had their school board meeting, and their superintendent briefed their board on it. We in the meeting, it was there was enough interest that we all agreed to meet again and hopefully bring a couple other schools to the table too. But you know, the superintendents of that group wanted to go back and have their board meetings and brief their board and get feedback from their board and hear from their community. In a sense, some of those schools have had their board meetings before Mexico has had theirs. So you know, the word's starting to get out, and I think that'll be helpful. I think there could be a little bit of excitement and enthusiasm, and I think there's districts that could be looking for a change. You know, there's so much change going on as far as enrollment. You know, our enrollment's steady. A lot of the schools in that group that you mentioned are steady, but some of our smaller schools in the state, their enrollment is declining rapidly, and that changes. That puts pressure on conferences.
So I'm curious, are you at the renting a tux stage yet, or where are we with this prom situation?
Man, I think if we're using this prom analogy, I think some of us are still sitting by the phone waiting to see if they'll take the call. The note's been passed. Yes. Check yes or no. We're waiting to get
there
it back.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think it'd be good to at least get sized up for the tux.
Okay.
So I know that you have said that you know, each representative is going to go back to their school board and kind of gauge interest in this. Has there been a second meeting that has been set between these schools, if you will?
Yeah, I'd say it was a productive enough conversation that we agreed to meet again on the 28th, and that would give everybody a chance to have their board meetings, maybe have a chance to visit with some districts that weren't represented there. So I hope that there's more schools at the table when we come back, and I look forward to sharing more news as we go. I would like to just publicly, you know, state my appreciation for Christina Wright at Moberly, the superintendent there, and also our athletic director, Brandon Schaefer. I mean, I think there's people that have good relationships that are well established in the athletic community of Mid-Missouri, and I think that's going to bear fruit.
I've got one more quick question before we leave. When are you going to come in and sing for us? I see you singing all the time on Facebook. I haven't seen you in here with a guitar singing for us.
Well, we can get together. I'm a better live act than I am studio act, so I'll tell you that.
Very nice. I certainly appreciate you coming in and getting us updated this morning, and we'll keep our eye on this situation. Hopefully, we'll get some more updates soon.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.